It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
There are certain bonds that can't be broken. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. The bond between a father and a son.
That's
nice. The bond between a pilot and his co-pilot. The bond between a barber and their sea salt spray.
What?
It's tough.
What
I love that stuff.
What is sea salt spray?
Well, look at my hair. You can tell because there's a lot of it in there. And my barber does a great job. I just wanted to thank him real quick for having that bond with the sea salt spray.
Oh, it has nothing to do with the Awkward Tuesday phone
and
call.
And Jason is on the phone right now to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call. He has a bond that he actually is trying to break and can't seem to do it. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Is your bond with sea salt spray as well?
No, I didn't. I wasn't familiar with it.
Ever tried any in your hair? It's great stuff.
Apparently, we're all missing out.
No, but, you know, the way you speak of it, it's like glowing refuse. So.
Yeah. Maybe you try it sometime. First, let's get to your problem, and then we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
So tell us why you emailed in to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today.
So I was in a relationship with this girl, Dana, and, you know, it was going along well, and then things fizzled out. We broke up, and then it was not the messiest breakup, but, you know, just trying to, like, put it behind me kind of deal. And so we haven't been speaking, and, you know, I haven't reached out to her or anything like that.
Okay.
But the other night, I'm on Facebook, and, like, I'm in my news feed or whatever, and I see a comment from my mom to my ex. And, like, that's weird enough, but then, like, the content of the message was, like, "It was great talking to you on the phone last night. Look forward to speaking with you again."
It was great talking to you on the phone?
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
She's talking to your ex-girlfriend about what?
Exactly. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, why? What? Like, unless she's, like, just calling to, like, get any stuff back to me or something, like, there's no reason.
And you had no idea that your mom and your ex were still having a relationship?
No, this is crazy. I had no idea until I saw this.
I actually have a lot of ex-boyfriends who tried to stay friends with my parents.
Oh, my God.
Not lying.
Awkward.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just weird. Like, I don't know. Like, you're not with that person. Like, you break up with everybody. That's
yes.
how it goes.
Not some people, though. Some people still, like, they want to be involved in your life no matter what.
Yeah, they're like, you get restraining orders against those people.
So, do you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today to your mom to ask her to stop talking to your ex?
No, I tried to reach out to my mom.
What'd your mom say?
My mom said to live my own life. She's living hers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
She thinks she's a nice girl, and she's going to stay friends with her.
Oh, the guilt trip.
I mean, she's got a point. She hasn't brought the relationship into your life at all.
Yeah, but it's weird.
It's just, that's sick. Like, what's wrong with this?
But what if she really likes her? I don't know. Does she have another
daughter? Yeah, well, there's so many people that, like, if my mom's lonely, I'll find her some new friends. But, like, I can't have that. I'm just trying to, like, move on.
Yeah.
And it's, like, there's definitely no way I can move on when I know that they're, like, talking. And she wouldn't even tell me what they were talking about.
But
weird.
I think it's kind of vain of you to think that they're just talking about you or the relationship or something. And they probably have their own, stuff.
I don't even care if they're talking about me. I just, like, don't want them communicating. I just don't want them talking, period.
How long have you guys been broken up?
Like, a little over 6 months.
And do you guys talk at all?
No.
But you don't.
And even more awkward.
That's why I think it's really weird. Why, like,
I get it if it was, like, a new breakup, just a couple weeks or something,
yeah.
But 6 months is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was, like, right after, like, "Oh, I don't understand why you broke up with me." Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, 6 months down the road, and, like, for whatever they were talking about, for it to be so noteworthy that my mom wants to comment on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That means that your mom's in a 6-month relationship with your ex-girlfriend is what that means.
Oh, my God. I mean, at this point, I got to reach out to my ex and tell her stop talking to my mom. Like, we both should move on and, like, we're done.
Okay. And why do it in an Awkward Tuesday phone call? Why not just call your ex up solo?
Well, I mean, we haven't been speaking, and I need help with, like, what to say, because it's, like, it's weird enough that they're talking, then it's weirder that my mom wouldn't be like, "Oh, I respect your opinion. I won't talk to her." So now, like, the only way around it's, like, an end run to her.
Okay.
And what do I say? Like, I don't want to come across, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But I also don't want her talking to my mom.
All right. Well, We'll play a song, come back, give you a little advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
All right, man. I appreciate it.
All right, hold on.